about forced," said Saccharissa. They weren't the kind of men who asked nicely," said William briskly. Forced the bogus Lord Vetinari to make a false confession to some servants who were attracted by the noise. Then all three, carrying the unconscious Lord Vetinari and harried by the dog Waffles, 16, took the stairs to the stables. Paragraph. There they had set up a scene to suggest that Lord Vetinari had been trying to rob the city, as already reported in... "Exclusively in," Saccharissa said. "Right, exclusively in the Times. Paragraph. However, the dog, Waffles, escaped Dash and began a city-wide search by watch and criminals alike. He was found by a group of public-spirited citizens who..." A piece of type dropped from Good Mountain's fingers. "You mean foul old Ron and that bunch?" "Public-spirited citizens," William repeated, nodding furiously, "who kept him hidden while..." Cold winter storms had the whole of the Stowe Plains in which to build up speed. By the time they hit Ankh-Morpork, they were fast and heavy and laden with malice. This time, it took the form of hail. Fist-sized balls of ice smashed into tiles. They blocked gutters and filled the streets with shrapnel. They hammered on the roof of the warehouse in Gleam Street. One or two windows smashed. William paced up and down, shouting out his words above the force of the storm, occasionally flicking back and forth through the pages of his notebook. Otto came out and handed the dwarfs a couple of iconograph plates. The crew limped and sidled in, ready for the addition. William stopped. The last letters clicked into place. "Let's see what it looks like so far," said William. Good Mountain inked the type, put a piece of paper over the story, and ran a hand roller over it. Wordlessly, he handed it to Saccharissa.
"Are you sure of all this, William?" she said.
"Yes."
"I mean, some bits. Are you sure it's all true?"
"I'm sure it's all journalism," said William.
"And what is that supposed to mean?"
"It means it's true enough for now."
"But do you know the names of these people?"
William hesitated. Then he said, "Mr. Goodmountain, you can insert an extra paragraph anywhere in the story, can't you?"
"That's not a problem."
"Right, then set this. The Times can reveal that the assassins were hired by a group of prominent citizens led by... The Times can reveal that..." He took a deep breath. "Start again. The plotters, the Times can reveal, were headed by..." William shook his head. "Evidence points to... Evidence the Times can reveal... All the evidence the Times can reveal... Can reveal..." His voice trailed off.
"This is going to be a long paragraph," said Goodmountain.
William stared miserably at the damp proof. "No," he said wretchedly. "I think that's it. Let it go at that. Put in a line saying that the Times will be helping the watch with its inquiries."
"Why, we're not guilty of anything, are we?" said Goodmountain.
"Just do it, please." William screwed the proof into a ball, tossed it onto a bench, and wandered off towards the press. Saccharissa found him a few minutes later. A print room offers a mass of holes and corners, mostly used by those whose duties require the occasional bunk off for a quiet smoke. William was sitting on a pile of paper, staring at nothing.
"Is there something you want to talk about?" she said.
"No."
"Do you know who the conspirators are?"
"No."
"Then would it be true to say that you suspect you know who the conspirators are?"
He gave her an angry look.
"Are you trying journalism on me?"
"I'm just supposed to try it on everyone else, then, am I? Not you, then," she said, sitting down beside him.
William absent-mindedly pressed a button on the disorganizer.
"Wheedle, wheedle, wheedle, wheedle. A truth that's got his boots on."
"You don't get on very well with your father. Is that..."
Saccharissa began.
"What am I supposed to do?" said William. "That's his favourite saying. He says it proves how gullible people are. Those men had the run of our house. He's in this up to his neck."
"Yes, but perhaps he just did it as a favour to some other..."
"If my father is involved in anything, he'll be the leader," said William flatly. "If you don't know that, you don't know the De Wardes. We don't join any team if we can't be captain."
"But it'd be a bit silly, wouldn't it, to let them use your own house?"
"No, just very, very arrogant," said William. "We've always been privileged, you see. Privilege just means private law. That's exactly what it means. He just doesn't believe the ordinary laws apply to him. He doesn't really believe they can touch him. And if they do, he'll just shout until they go away. That's the De Wardes tradition, and we're good at it. Shout at people."